It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In the wake of last week's resignation of Police Chief Harper, 32-year police veteran Regina McDonald has been named the acting chief. It's a demanding job, and in some cases, the chief of police is as well known as the mayor. Think of former L.A. Police Chief Daryl Gates, who presided during the Rodney King era and the resulting riots. Joining us to discuss challenges major cities face when searching for a new chief of police is Chuck Wexler, executive director of the Police Executive Research Forum, known as PERF. Chuck Wexler, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Nice to be here. Nice to talk to you.
Let's begin by having you tell us what the Police Executive Research Forum does.
Well, we are an independent police think tank. We've been around for over 30 years. We're based in Washington, D.C., and we really tackle sort of big city issues, whether it's immigration, guns, or we help cities select police chiefs. We've been involved in the selection process for a police chief in places like Los Angeles, San Francisco, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, and Pittsburgh, I might add. We were involved in the Pittsburgh process a number of years ago.
Tell us about the role your organization played in that selection of the former Pittsburgh police chief.
Well, that was actually, I think, I want to say it was about 15 years ago, and the then mayor, and I'm blanking on his name, hired us to look at where Pittsburgh was and where it needed to go. And, you know, the mayor wound up picking Bob McNeely, and he would go on stay for 10 years. And Pittsburgh came under a consent decree, which was something relatively new back then. It was something that the Justice Department had authority to do. And Bob McNeely would, you know, go on to, you know, produce reforms in the department that would have a very significant impact on the entire department. So that was the nature of Pittsburgh back then. There were a lot of issues, a lot of use of force issues, and the consent decree actually, at first, it was something no one really knew what the consequences of having one were. Well, you know, it implementing the consent decree required a lot of training, a lot of policy changes, and a lot of, you know, changes in the direction that the department would go. So, anyhow, that was Bob McNeely, and he would last for 10 years.
Our police chief, as you know, resigned last week as a result of an FBI investigation. In your experience, does the hint of corruption at the top taint the entire police department?
No, you know, I think every department is going to be different. And you know, look, you have departments that have challenging issues. I don't think that the issue itself is enough to taint the department. I think what you look for is how does the department respond? You know, how, you know, careful is the investigation? And you really want an investigation that's objective and it's transparent and things like that. Look, departments have problems. Departments have issues. I mean, you want to look and you see, is it isolated or is it something more systemic? That's really what you're asking yourself. And at this point, I don't know the facts at all, so I'm really reluctant to speak to them. All I would say is that, you know, it's important that the public needs to know that there is going to be a proper investigation, who's involved, and then they need to know what the consequences of the investigation are.
What checks and balance systems are in place to make sure police departments don't get mired in corruption?
Well, you know, I mean, I think, you know, there's a role for everyone in this, and hopefully there's some kind of oversight in Pittsburgh. But certainly, you know, you have various federal agencies, the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI. They're principally charged with looking at a number of issues, and one of those is corruption. So, you know, you have that. You have, for example, attorney generals, and you have you know, that kind of oversight. Some cities will have a board of police commissioners. Some cities have civilian review boards. But, you know, really, you know, it really depends on the city. Interestingly enough, if you look overall corruption in police departments, You know, you don't see the same level of corruption you did, say, 30, 40 years ago, when you had organized corruption in police departments. Police officers, generally speaking, are better paid today. They're better trained. And, you know, there's more oversight and there's more accountability. Doesn't mean you can't have corruption, but, you know, generally speaking, it's not the norm as it was, you know, even 30 years ago.
Is it better to hire a chief from within the ranks, or should someone be brought in from another city?
Well, that, you know, that's always what cities ask us. Most cities, you know, there are 18,000 police departments in the United States. It's very unusual. For example, in England, you have only 43 police agencies, or in countries like Israel or Jamaica, you have one national police. But the United States is very unique in that we have so many different, mostly small police departments, and those most agencies pick from within. Now, that doesn't mean it's better or worse. It just means what the history of it is. I think departments look at the situation and they ask themselves fundamentally these kind of questions. Where are we as a department now, and where do we want to go, and who is best suited to take us there? And I think as long as the process for selection is open and you have, you know, people who look at where the department is and where it wants to go, and you attract, you know, strong candidates, then you can make a determination whether it's better to have someone from inside or outside. Generally speaking, if there are a lot of problems and a lot of issues and there's a need for major changes, departments tend to go outside. And conversely, if a department, things tend to be going pretty well and you have sort of the, you know, the heir apparent, if you will, and there's a need for continuity of how you've been doing things, they tend to stay inside.
I think everyone can agree the chief of police job is a difficult job. In addition to lowering crime, what pressures are chiefs under?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, there was a time when, you know, departments hired someone as their police chief, and really all he or she had to be was really a good cop. You know, today they have to be not only, you know, a good cop, but more importantly, they have to be a good manager and a good leader. And, you know, the challenges of crime, it's always changing. You know, 10 years ago, no one heard of cybercrime. Today, those kind of issues are emerging. You also have to be, it's not enough to simply be a good cop, if you will. You also have to be cognizant that financially cities are not where they were. So, you know, you have to do a lot more with less. You have to be an effective leader. You have to be able to have good or interpersonal, good communication skills, good ability to work with unions, and an ability to work in a political environment.
Mayors appoint police chiefs, which raises the question, how much does politics come into play?
Well, you know, a mayor gets elected, and a mayor gets the right to, you know, pick his or her police chief. I mean, and because if the mayor is going to be held accountable, they have the right to pick a police chief who is compatible with their thinking. Politics is a huge issue. It's interesting. It isn't really talked about much in the business. But, you know, someone will not be effective as a police chief if they don't have good political skills. Now, one of your listeners could think, well, wait a second, is he saying that a police chief should be political? No. What I'm saying is a police chief has to have good skills at recognizing the constituency. There are constituencies out there. There are city council members to deal with. There are, you know, governors and congressmen and representatives. And so we live in a very democratic society. And so you have neighborhood groups, you have, you know, congressmen, you have senators. So a police chief needs to recognize that each one of those constituencies is important. And it's, you know, when people say that they don't want their police department to be political, I understand that, and that's correct, and it shouldn't be. But a police chief also has to, you know, be sensitive to community concerns.
Who should have the most say when it comes to hiring a new police chief for a major metropolitan area?
You know, the mayor who gets elected, they ought to have the right to pick their police chief, but they should get a lot of input from citizens around them and people within the government. But ultimately, the mayor's going to be held accountable.
What qualities do you look for when you're involved in the search for a police chief for a major U.S. city?
You want someone who has, you know, the requisite experience, a track record of accomplishments, integrity, character, command presence, leadership qualities, good management experience, a broad experience in a number of areas from operational responsibilities, homeland security, internal affairs, budget, and a sense of humor.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're discussing the challenges major cities face when searching for a new chief of police with Chuck Wexler, executive director of the Police Executive Research Forum, known as PERF. Dealing with the press can be a major part of the job. Do you offer advice to police in dealing with the press?
Well, we have a program, our Senior Management Institute for Police, which we bring in people to talk about the media. You know, having good communication skills and being able to deal with the media is very important.
Do you think it's important for a police chief to have a good relationship with the press?
Absolutely. I mean, we live in a society where, you know, getting your message out, communicating to the public, when there are issues, responding in a timely, accurate, and honest way is very important. You know, the days when police chiefs could come out and they could simply say, no comment, you know, those days are gone. You don't survive.
As the city of Pittsburgh moves forward, what recommendations do you have when it comes to the search for a new chief of police?
Look at where Pittsburgh is today. Look at where you want Pittsburgh to go in the future. And pick a police leader that meets those requisite qualities.
Our guest has been Chuck Wexler, Executive Director of the Police Executive Research Forum, known as PERF. Chuck Wexler, thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, good luck to you. Nice talking to you.
Coming up, it's the return of the terrible towel to the Steel City, and our sports guy, Bob Dvorak, is stopping by. That's next here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.